That bridge that certain trucks can't go over, or near that fire station where you have to go 10 miles around the creek to get, because you can't go over the particular bridge or sidewalks, highways, et cetera. So I'm looking forward to it being a lot better over the next couple years.
Okay, good. So, we're planning for a great December holidays, and it's all planned already. Right.
Doug, I know you run a small outfit called Walmart, and I want to tell you something. I don't remember when you all, it's not a question, but I'm just curious, when you became the largest food retailer in the country. I spent more time walking through the aisles of Walmart than I want to admit over my, because there's one right down the street from where I live in Delaware. Anyway, how are things looking for you this holiday season, Doug, and across both retail and the grocery side? Walmart has been working closely with my team to clear bottlenecks, and I really appreciate the help in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Have you seen any progress in the ability of a company like yours to get boxes off the docks faster, get product from the docks to your shelves, et cetera? Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the question, and thank you for your partnership, and thanks for shopping in our stores. I'd like to take the opportunity to also thank our associates, because they're doing an outstanding job and have been through this whole period, and that continues up until this moment. We think we're going to have a really good holiday season. We shared our earnings results a couple of weeks ago, and we told everybody that, and we shared that our inventory levels are up more than 10%. So while we're all concerned about the supply chain, we have more inventory than we did a year ago and have the inventory that we need to be able to support the business. And we are seeing progress. The port and transit delays are improving. As you and I discussed not long ago, about two-thirds of what we sell in the United States is made or grown here. That other third has a meaningful portion coming from Canada and Mexico, which is helpful. For the part that comes outside of North America, the port issue has been a big issue, but we've really seen a lot of improvement. Because of what you all did to help with overnight hours and because of the team's work to reroute to other ports, to extend our lead times and have other creative solutions, we've seen an increase in throughput over the last 4 weeks of about 26% nationally in terms of getting containers through ports. And in the Southern California ports in particular, where you've been really focused, we've seen a 51% improvement in that flow through. Right. And that's helped a lot as it relates to categories like toys, which are so important for Christmas. So we'll keep working to make sure that we're in a good in-stock position as we go all the way through the season. We do expect it to be strong, and there are a few items, as there are every year, with the hottest toys or things in electronics that we wish we had more of. But generally speaking, we're in good shape and really appreciate the partnership.
Well, thank you. You've been really, really cooperative. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And I was really pleased, quite frankly, and proud of the cooperation you saw between business and labor in the ports in Southern California. It made me feel good. You were there. It didn't take much to convince them that we should move, go to 24/7, 7 days a week. And anyway, thank you for being
here. Thanks, all of us.
It sure neck does. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to turn this over now to Brian. He's going to moderate the net rest, but I warn you, I'm going to intervene with questions with your permission. Isn't this a pretty place? Yep.